This is St. Louis Public Radio. An author perhaps best known for his memoir Running with Scissors will appear in St. Louis tonight. Augustine Burroughs will sign and speak about his latest book, Lust and Wonder, at the Schlafly branch of the St. Louis Public Library. The book examines Burroughs' love life, which overlays an early bedrock of family dysfunction established in Running with Scissors, which was made into a hit movie. In his 10 books, Burroughs has explored issues ranging from his childhood sexual abuse to his alcoholism to the difficulties of being gay. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Burroughs about his latest memoir and his process. He says being comfortable about revealing his messy life is something he grappled with early in his writing career.
Right before I was about to go on stage, you know, in Los Angeles for a book reading, when I saw the audience, it was absolutely packed, and it was full of lots of celebrities, and I was thinking, this is a horrible mistake. What have I done? I can't believe I wrote this book. What a nightmare. But people had already read the book, you know, and they were coming up to me and telling me they really enjoyed it, they could relate. I decided from then on in, I'm going to just put everything out there.
You mentioned Running with Scissors, which, of course, a lot of people know you from that and know the story of your childhood. And, you know, that was a bestseller and then, of course, brought about the movie.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how my mother left me?
Your mother is in a state of crisis.
My upbringing was a lot like Running with Scissors. I mean, that's what Running with Scissors really is, but it's just the Cliff Notes version. One of the things that was kind of overwhelming when I was writing Running with Scissors was how am I going to ever really explain this childhood that was so untraditional, so completely bizarre? I mean, it's a scary thing. My mother was severely mentally ill and eccentric and a very creative poet. And my father was, you know, a very distant alcoholic, and they couldn't raise me.
What is this?
Adoption papers. Dr. Finch has agreed to become your legal guardian.
You're giving me away to your shrink?
No doctor lives here.
Shh.
Things just spiral out of control from there. I mean, and that was what I grew up with. So I had to just make the absolute best with what I had been given, and I'd been given a lot of rusty, dented old cans. I had to recycle them all into something kind of shiny.
I polished my allowance.
But why, Augustine, why?
Because I like shiny things.
I really don't see myself in you at all.
I'm more like my mom.
And in Lust and Wonder, of course, it's about your search for the one in love. And do you have something from Lust and Wonder you can read to give us a little flavor of it?
I'll just read something from the beginning.
Okay.
He replied almost instantly, like he'd been expecting to hear from me. I'd love to meet you, he wrote. You look great. The swiftness and brevity of his reply caused me to instantly resent him. I felt deprived of suspense and luxurious anxiety of wondering if I'd made a fool out of myself by attaching a shirtless photo with my stalker note.
So this book ends and you seem happy at the end of Lust and Wonder, are you?
I am. I'm really happy. It's, you know, it's really the first time in my life that I have that I felt like that. And that creates challenges for my writing, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, is like happiness the kiss of death for a memoir writer?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know how many more memoirs I'll have because it's just like, I don't want to read about, you know, the happy middle-aged white guy in Connecticut with his husband and four dogs.